Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Nakshatra of Purva Falguni, which we are going to discuss the heart of in this one, falls again within the heart of Leo, okay, the fifth sign, of Leo ruled by the sun. And in Purva Falguni, it's about challenging relationships, all kinds of intimate relationships. And so the life lesson of Purva Falguni becomes more about finding trust, not jumping from one bed to another, pun intended. Okay. So in this video, by the time we finish this, hopefully Purva Falguni dominant people will learn what it is to have trust in a relationship. What is the core of Purva Falguni? Let's roll the intro. So when we talk of Purva Falguni Nakshatra, the 11th one, which comes after Magha Nakshatra, Magha was all about leadership, right? Finding righteousness in leadership. Purva Falguni changes colors. Although it is in Leo, it's not about so much leadership now. It is more about finding balance and finding that which works within a relationship. Let's start from the top. The temperament is Manushya, which means Purva Falguni will want to work on the human plane. All Purva and Uttara Nakshatras are all Manushya Ganas. So they work on a human playing field. So the temperament right there is Manushya Gana. They want to work about human stuff. They are interested in human world. Not so much about higher ideology, not so much about materialistic plane either. The Varna or propensity is Brahmana, meaning it's wanting knowledge about something. Knowledge and wisdom, more keen on that. Varna becomes a driving force. So obviously, if you have Brahmana planets like Jupiter and Venus in Purva Falguni, in your natal D10, wherever, it'll be highly inclined towards finding knowledge of that. Whatever that is, wherever house it is sitting in, aspects of that house and so on. The type is balanced. Balanced nakshatras are good in a way, in the sense they can go out and actively participate in something, or if they choose to, they can become passive also. However, the problem with balanced nakshatras, technically which is supposed to be good, is they can become overtly critical of somebody, of other people. They can just sit there and criticize endlessly about other one. This one is not doing this correctly. This one is not doing that correctly. Or maybe on things like social media, comment all kinds of nonsense on the creative work of other people. the social commentators. They can become something like that. They can become just critical of things rather than them doing something by themselves. So unless you understand, for all the balanced nakshatras, unless we understand and begin in a place which says, okay, let me try to find out what the real core here is, we will not get very far just by being criticism and critical of others, right? The drive of this nakshatra is sthiti, meaning it wants to preserve something. If Purva Falguni is dominant, you are here to preserve something. So the type is balanced. You can be either passive or active, depending on your choice. And the drive is sthiti. That means your intent, basically underlying intent, is to preserve something. The Lord is Sun, because it's in Leo, and it is Kshatriya, meaning it is warrior-like. It wants to command power in something. What is the life lesson? Because drive and type usually in every nakshatra tie to that life lesson down there. The life lesson of Purva Falguni is this. Trustworthiness is the best fruit in a relationship. What are you trying to drive at? It is a Kshatriya nakshatra, ruled by the Lord Sun, which is Kshatriya in nature. Means it wants to go out and do something more than stay fixed and criticize others. It wants to. It is asking you to. But it wants to preserve something. So what is it trying to preserve? It is trying to preserve a relationship. Purva Falguni, if it's dominant, especially in your 7th or in your 5th house or whatever it is, these people are popular. They are maybe actors and actresses, you know, in movie industry, so to speak, creative performing arts. It's a highly creative nakshatra. But it wants to seek balance. Its type is balanced. You want to be having a balance between your inner and outer life. You want to be preserving a relationship. But they have a huge problem with trust. This is why they keep jumping from one relationship to another relationship. Trustworthiness is the best fruit. First learn to trust. This is the challenge for Purva Falguni. They have a problem with trust. And therefore, their drive is to seek that Brahmana, to seek that knowledge. And therefore, in your D10 chart, if Purva Falguni is dominant, you would do very well in the Brahmana angles, which is the conclusion angles. Let's say 8th angle, 21 to 24 degrees, Ishana, ability to find deeper purpose and meanings. Of course, it is seeking deeper purpose and meanings. Look at the propensity. It is Brahmana. Next, 24 to 27, the 9th angle, which is Brahma, intellectual capacity and innovative thinking and originality. So if planets like Jupiter and Venus are sitting in this angle in Purva Falguni, it becomes a highly deeply seeking nakshatra of uncovering the wisdom in that area. So these two angles will do very well in your chart in Purva Falguni, because the Varna is Brahmana. The key to unlocking Purva Falguni, in my opinion, will go in unlocking the wisdom part of a relationship. What am I seeking in it? How do I develop trust in this person? Because trustworthiness is the seeking of Purva Falguni. So first I need to trust. I need to put myself out there irrespective of who or what the other person is. And then and only then I will get that fruit of that relationship. What is my soul seeking to learn here? So that learning will come dominantly for Purva Falguni only if it learns to trust. This is the bottom line for Purva Falguni. Okay. Next one, we'll be dealing with the Uttara Falguni. After every Purva comes Uttara, the 12th nakshatra. In the meantime, take care, be safe, have a good day.